This interview is taken from the latest episode of the Love the Jumps podcast.
A couple of weeks to go. Sadly, obviously, there have been a few disappointments in terms of horses that aren't going to make it. But numerically, are you going to be as strong as ever, do you think?
I don't think so. Possibly somewhere north of 40. We'd normally bring 60. So, you know, we're back that many. But hopefully we'll have quality going over. So we'll have to try and make it up.
Has it? Obviously, you know, sadly we've had the problems with the injuries, but have you had a reasonably clear run at it with the horses to the extent that there hasn't been much by way of abandonments, has there? You've managed to get runs into what you wanted to get runs into and things like that?
We did. I think the biggest impact was the dry autumn we had, and we didn't get runs into our novices that we'd like to have had. But I think they've had enough experience from jumping at home and that. So I think we're prepared.
You know, for instance, I hear what you're saying. Say, for instance, is can Mellon win a Supreme off the back of one run over hurdles in public? Those are the sort of questions that...
It's going to be tough. I think Flown did it about 20 years ago. Very few horses are asked to do that. We did it with 5 for 3, who won the Neptune, what is now the Neptune, off the back of one run. So it's not that it's never been done before. And very few people ask the question, but just the way the year has worked out for us that it's happened, and we hope we have enough schooling done. We're happy that we've done all we can anyhow.
The star name's headed by Duvan, and what a standard bearer.
Yes, hasn't done anything wrong. Goals there reasonably fresh, which you need to be, I think, and we're just crossing our fingers, crossing everything, and that we get there in one piece and hoping for the best after that.
Of the others, Undersco goes for the Ryanair?
Undersco goes for the Ryanair. Happy enough with how he's been doing things this year. He's had it tougher, but passed all his tests. You know, I think also the fact that people are wondering about the trip, but I think he won over 2.5 miles on heavy ground as a four-year-old. This shouldn't be any problem for him.
I mean, it was just one of those days last year, wasn't it? The ground went wrong for you against Sprinter, and Sprinter was just one of those days, wasn't it?
No, I don't think so. I mean, any time you're beaten by Sprinter Sacra, there's no shame, ground or no ground. Just Sprinter Sacra, you know, with the phenomenon, and it was a fantastic victory for him last year, as much as I'd like to have beaten him. But for racing, for the horse itself, it was one of the great days in Cheltenham.
Is Jack Adam the forgotten horse of the Gold Cup?
I hope so. He's done, he'd been around there 3 times, I think. Well, at least he's been second in 2 Gold Cups. That puts him in with a great, great chance. And I think we've had a better run up to the Gold Cup this year than we've ever had before. So he goes there with a major chance.
And he's still a young horse in comparison, isn't he?
I think so. He's 9, which is just about the right age for it. You know, we're happy enough that things are going right for him.
And for you, yeah, you've had a frustrating couple of months. I mean, it's funny how racing can do this to you. Crown it by winning a Gold Cup, because I know that is the one thing that would mean so much to you, to everybody here, and to everybody connected with the horse.
It would be fantastic. We're hoping. We'll see what happens.
Do you see it as a wide-open Gold Cup?
I think it's quite open, yes, yeah. You know, we've got to get there, and then we've got to have a trouble-free round. That's what it is, and I think we have as good a chance as we ever had.
And what about the champion? Suggestions are that decision probably not till next week about what happens with Limonie. Is that fair?
That's right, but we've certainly talked about it, and we decided then we wouldn't talk about it again until next week. You know, I think she's done enough in the year that's in it to merit an entry. So we will see how things are. No point in talking about it now, because it's going to be next week before the decision is made.
Do you actually think that, you know, having done it with Annie Powell last year, does that come into it at all? Would you be thinking any differently if you hadn't managed to get it absolutely spot on 12 months ago? In terms of a supplementary?
Yeah, well, I mean, that you obviously think, you know, we were fortunate with our supplementary last year. Could a lightning strike in the same place? But certainly, Limonie's run in Punchestown puts her right in the picture.
And Vroom Vroom Mag won at Doncaster. Let's just leave it at that, shall we?
Yeah, her least impressive performance since she came to Ireland. She will run on the mare's hurdle. I think that's the plan at the moment.
And 2 final things. 48 winners, what would it mean to get, first of all, to get to 50?
I'm looking at 49. 50 would be fantastic. When you go to Cheltenham, we go in hope, not in expectation. Punters expect us to have winners left, right and centre. But it's very, very tough to have winners in Cheltenham. And I know we've had a fantastic few years there, but you don't ever go expecting winners there. So if we get 49, I'll be delighted. And if 50 comes along, that'll be great too.
Is that the hardest thing? Because in the past, it's always been day one, hasn't it? You've had either a Supreme winner or an ARC winner or a Champion Hurdle winner. Yeah. This team maybe has got more to it back end of the week than front end of the week.
You could be right, but I still think we have a nice team for the first 2 days. So it's great. It's huge relief on the whole, on me and on the team, if you've managed to get a winner the first day. Get your name on the board. I think all trainers, for any big festival, let it be Royal Ascot or whatever, it's fantastic to get your name on the board the first day, and it makes the week a lot easier.
And finally, what does it feel like when you stand in that winner's enclosure, you know, with the crowd all around you? Cheltenham Festival winner. Is there any feeling for a trainer like it?
It's a fantastic feeling. We all know that. Depends on what it is. You know, if it's a hot favourite, it's probably relief. If it's a 25-1 shot that you brought over hoping you'd have a chance, that's real joy and that's celebration time. But sometimes, you know, when you're training favourites, getting them there is a relief, and then to get them to win is a relief. And that's the way it is, I think, for us.
To hear more interviews like this, just head over to the main Love the Jumps channel for the full podcast. You can also subscribe on iTunes or your preferred podcasting platform. Just search for Love the Jumps.